Hello, hello everybody, it's 10:03 p.m. Central Time on the 21st of November 2022. It is still Monday here in the United States. This is my third update for the day, and this is actually just going to be an earthquake forecast video. We're going to be covering pretty much the whole planet. It's going to take a little bit to get through. I'm going to try and make it quick. We'll start by issuing our warnings over here in the West Pacific. All the warnings issued now supersede and take over from the previous warnings that are going for the 14-day watch, going back to our deep earthquake. So I'll just start right here where our deep earthquake is raised, high off the globe, right on our letter D at Tonga. We have two areas to watch going out to the south and over to the west from this deep earthquake. Down to the south, we have to warn New Zealand up here just north of the North Island again. Now that the North Island has been hit at the catcher's mitt position with a 4.2, this is about a magnitude under what I was looking for this past week. We have to warn just to the north, right on the north side of the catcher's mitt position, and we could go up to 7.0, 6.9. Now that's actually low in comparison to where I think we're going over to the west. Over to the west, we have to watch between our 7.0 earthquake over at Sumatra, Indonesia from a day ago. And we have to find the halfway point between the 6.97 here, marked in red, and the 7 here, 7.3, that just struck with the tsunami in the past few hours. And the halfway point between the two brings us into the S-shaped plate boundary here in Indonesia, where a third, potentially larger than what's on either side earthquake, should strike within the next several days, over the next 7 days, striking here in the middle point between the two large disturbances. Now there's two letter D's there. If we get any new deep earthquakes, this could either add to the area, or if we get deep earthquakes spreading to our other letter D's, this could change the area by the end of the week. Pretty much what like happened this past week. This past week, I issued a warning for Sumatra and Java, and that was based upon the deep earthquakes shifting across the planet. So this time we're going to watch for it to go right here to the letter S, and we're going to strike with a potentially larger earthquake than what's on both sides, and that goes up into the mid-range 7 level. As we go north, we go past Philippines and Taiwan, and I have a warning to now issue for the coast of Japan, where all three sets of rings overlap on the coast, one of the most famous earthquake zones on the planet, from Tokyo north to the coast of Honshu, just beyond it, to Fukushima. That's where the previous large earthquake struck back in 2011. So I think this time we could have the potential to go up to two magnitudes larger than our deep earthquake. And our deep earthquake is a 5.2. It is right on the letter D. And just to the north, where all the rings overlap, we look on the coast of Japan for up to a 7.2. As we go further up to the north, we look for another 6.9 to be striking where our rings overlap here at Kamchatka, Russia. 6.9 due there in the next 7 days. As we head out across Alaska, this is where I have to issue a warning for a potentially extremely large earthquake, for the area at least, which could go up above 7.5. So really, we're looking at two large earthquakes extremely for the Pacific this week, and then connected by sixes, basically, between them. So Japan, or three large earthquakes, I'm sorry. So we have Indonesia, Japan, and Alaska. All three should move. All three should be big. Now there's a stepping stone path of earthquakes leading out across these areas, telling us this is 24 hours worth of quakes right here. You should be able to see it, that there's a stepping stone path of quakes just in a day across the two areas where I'm watching. Once two large earthquakes hit, then I can issue new warnings for the areas downstream. For instance, in California, we have a warning that's still going and ongoing, which I'll get to in a minute, and update that as well. So recapping, we're going to watch for three large earthquakes going across the West Pacific over the next several days. Sandwiched in between, we have a giant open silent zone in Philippines going all the way north to South Japan. This, too, will be filled in, but I think it'll be a magnitude less. So if we're looking at 7.2 up in Japan, and we're looking at a 7.5 down south, down here at the S-shaped plate boundary in Indonesia, then in between the two, we should see something like a 6 pop off. Right here at North Philippines, in between the two, the halfway point between the two. Same goes for over to the east by Guam, the military base at Guam, Izu Ridge. We also simultaneously have to watch for a similar 6.0 sized quake on both sides of this. This tends to happen regularly. We get the same size quakes on both sides of the plate boundary. The bigger we go, it tends to prefer one side or the other. So, I mean, like if a 7 hits, we see a 7 on one side and a 5 on the other. But normally it's an equal spread across both sides. And when we in the 6 range, usually it happens. So 6 in Taiwan, 6 over by Guam. As we go out of the West Pacific, we have our big earthquake activity that happened here at Sumatra, Indonesia. And back behind it, big line of earthquakes leading back to our 7. Don't forget, this just hit today. Hundreds of people killed, thousands of people injured, and the earthquake was likely in the 6 range. They downgraded it for some weird reason to a 5.6. Again, hundreds of people killed, thousands injured. And then the day before, we have our 7, 500 miles away, so that's two separate quakes. It's not like they're an aftershock. The whole plate boundary is breaking apart from Indonesia back over to here, hence my warning for the area in between. But you see which way the arrows flow. They go out over into Asia, over to the west across the Mideast, into Europe, and terminate at our letter X's at the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Now, what I just showed you there with the arrows can be seen here on the USGS map. Hey, hold on. A new 5 just struck over at Fiji down below, and a new 4 just struck up at Alaska in the last few minutes. Things are really moving. Okay, anyway, follow the red line over to the west. You see it. It makes a bend through China, goes across over into Iran, and then ends up over in Italy and over in Europe. And wait till you see what happened over in Europe. Take a look at the screen. Get ready for it. You ready? Look at the screen, guys. Here in Europe, an extremely deep earthquake down below Europe. Rare. First we've ever seen. Down below Switzerland, of all places. So I would like to go look this up. I know we're pretty far away from CERN, but the depth on this quake is 750. Now hold on. There's a cutoff point for the measuring of deep earthquakes, and it's 750. So likely this earthquake, I mean, the chances of it falling at 750 exactly are pretty darn slim. I don't think it would fall directly at 750 kilometers. So most likely 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, but they cut it off there for the reporting on the measurement, on the calculation. I don't know why. You know, again, I'm not a professional seismologist. I don't want to be. I would think you would need to calculate as deep as you want to go, as deep as possible. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe that's the, once you get down to 750, maybe it's not possible to refine it that far. I don't know. All I know is that down below here, we're having new deep earthquake activity, and CERN is all the way over here at Geneva. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story, and this is true. You can verify it, and many people in the chat room also could verify this. Several years ago, if you typed in Dutch sense to Google Earth like this, it would take you to Geneva, Switzerland. It would take you to the entrance to CERN. I didn't do that. Google was doing that. Everybody was mind blown. You type in Dutch sense, it would bring you over here, zoom in at the entrance to CERN down in Geneva. And I don't know exactly where it is. It's somewhere down in here. And that's odd, right? Okay, well, not really. AI was associating my name in Google Earth with Scalar because they're doing Scalar Higgs boson experiments at CERN. So what's the Scalar Higgs boson experiments? What are they? Well, they're taking giant microwave beams that are powered by banks of what are called klystrons that amp up the power, basically zap up the power from a little bit to a lot. And they have whole rows of these klystrons. Klystrons are used to power radars. For instance, klystrons used to power an X-RAD radar here in the United States to beam out 500 miles and see storms. And at CERN, they have them underground and they're hooked up in basically daisy chain to one another. And then it accelerates the energy itself and amps it up. So all that energy then gets put microwave beam into the actual tubes that are magnetic and contain the beam. They shoot particles following that microwave beam. They have two beams and they collide them. Where the beams collide is called the scalar. And that's why they're doing the scalar Higgs boson experiments. And that's what you have to search. Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalar Higgs boson. And you'll find all the experiments. The scalar is just the area where the beams cross and the particles collide. Now that produces a boatload of energy. So much that you couldn't even imagine. And that energy gets captured by the electromagnetic fields that they put in place around it to capture it. And it gets taken to ground. Now that ground is the ground. It's the crust down below CERN. And that total equivalent of energy, however many picovolts or whatever it is, it's an insane amount, gets dumped down into the crust, which goes down into the magma, which goes down to the core of the Earth, electromagnetically speaking. And so deep down below all of Switzerland, we get a rare deep earthquake while CERN is most likely doing something. And I say most likely because I don't have the schedule up. Beam drops, bringing the beams into alignment. When they drop the beams get dropped into a room that's the size of an auditorium or bigger, and it's filled with concrete blocks. The concrete blocks absorb the microwave energy, that's AC, alternating current, vibrating through the air, microwave, and it converts it naturally to DC, and it goes down to the ground. AC converts to DC naturally through a process called efficiency scaling. Mother Nature does it. Now, you can make a rectenna that does it, that converts microwaves into electricity, by the way. NASA did that. Of all agencies, all right? So back to it. Big earthquake activity expected to go all the way out and across over to Europe. But I had to tell you about this because now we're going to issue a warning for Italy for 5.0 level activity in North Italy. So North Italy, just north of our current earthquake, we have 5.0 incoming in the next few days. And that's based on the deep earthquake down below and the incoming flow coming out of the Mideast. Mideast, we're going to warn. We're going to warn Iran. We're going to warn South Plate Boundary, and it's going to go up to 6.5. South Europe, we're going to warn. At Greece, we're going to warn right here on mainland Greece again. We're going to warn you for a 6.5. So 6.5 in Greece, 6.5 in Iran, and a 5 in Italy. Last week, I struck out in Scotland, by the way. Instead, the energy went out to the North Mid-Atlantic Ridge. That was a full miss for me in the UK. It's somewhat rare. I don't normally issue warnings for fives that don't come in. Going over to the United States, Central America, and South America. In light of the big earthquake here, by next week, 7 days from now, so I shouldn't really, I don't think, incorporate this into my forecast, but I'm going to put it in just in case it is a few days early. In the middle of this open silent zone, we have the potential for 6.5 as well in North Peru going into Ecuador. So I'm looking for the same size that's going to be striking across, going out across over to Europe, for it to also go out to South America and strike in the middle point where it's open and quiet right now. South Chile, this is pretty much a no-brainer. Or I'm sorry, Central Chile, this is a no-brainer where all the rings are overlapping and the potential there to goes up to 6.06. So it's not that big of a deal. They get sixes down there a lot, and it's just going to strike at the middle point in between all these. I think it's going to prefer to the north side, where it's quiet right now. If I'm wrong, it'll hit the south side. We'll get our big earthquake down on the south, and the six will hit up to the north. It's going to hit both sides, one on the north, one on the south. South Sandwich Islands is going to also see a large earthquake by this coming week. I don't know if this even matters to people. So technically, this will be actually the fifth large earthquake warning I have in this forecast, which will be another near 7.0 earthquake, right down here at the tail end of the plate boundary between Antarctica and South America. And really, that goes all the way back over to here. United States, with Alaska on the warning watch list right here at the bend of the plate, we have the potential to go up to upper 7, like I said. United States, we have to watch down at the border of California and Nevada. Yuba Hebe craters, the potential to go up to 5.0 is there, maybe even larger, up to 5.9. So I'm going to give it a full magnitude spread, 5 to 5.9 at the California-Nevada border. Additionally, we're going to watch over to the east for a rare earthquake, a series of rare earthquakes. One 5.0 range to be coming into Oklahoma, which is will be the probably the first five in many, many months. Could be a 4.9, but I mean, upper 4, low 5 to come into Oklahoma. And then something similar to strike on the New Madrid seismic zone. The biggest in decades, I think it'll be, for the New Madrid. Since we already incoming, we already have the 5 down in Texas. We have a new 5 off the West Coast. We're going across the edge of the Craton, and it's going to pull up at the N-shaped bend of the New Madrid seismic zone. It's already on its way. So I think we're looking at two different earthquakes, one in Oklahoma, one in the New Madrid. Both should be about the same size. Once we get beyond that, we're on the last day of the warning, or no, we still have 2 days in the warning going for most of the locations from my previous watch. 14-day watch. And today is like day 11 into day 12, and I'm issuing the new 7-day watch. So technically, we still have 2 days to go in the watch for Virginia to be on watch for the 5. But that's based upon just this, what already hit in Texas. Virginia's watch still stands. If anything hits in the next few days, I'll update the forecast and get a new watch out. Far northeast, up in Quebec, you guys have to be on watch. 4.0 level activity coming into Maine, Quebec border region. Anytime a 4 comes, it's enough to knock down chimneys, actually, depending on how shallow it is. So it's going to be a busy week. It really is going to be a busy week. Who have I not covered? Oh, Hawaii. Hawaii still has a day left in the warning, too, from last week. Again, I'm warning. I still have a warning in Hawaii going for up to potential 6.0 level activity. 5 to 5.9. Hasn't hit yet at all. Nothing's hit. But now all this has taken place. The 7s, the spreads of 5s. Hawaii could be going to the last day. I'm not going to issue a new warning for Hawaii until the first one expires tomorrow. So I may have to do another update video here in the next few days for Hawaii. But it's on its way, guys. Come on, look at all the 5s coming on your way. It's reaching to the United States. It's reaching out over to Europe. It's reaching out to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And it should go right up to here and come right down into Hawaii and strike with the new 5. Doesn't hit by tomorrow, I'll cancel that warning and I'll be assessing what I got wrong. Again, very rarely do I issue warnings for 5s in areas that don't normally get 5s. Like Hawaii doesn't get that many 5s. Same with Scotland, okay? So if I warn for that and it doesn't hit, but then an area next to it gets hit, for instance, then that's the area we're looking for to get hit. It's just shifted, but that, none of that's happened here in Hawaii or in Scotland. So I just wonder about those two spots. Anyway, Hawaii hasn't hit. We still have another day to go, and it's going all the way around. So get ready. It'll probably hit on the last day tomorrow. All right. That's the forecast. Quick, easy. Who did I not name? I'm sorry. Central America and Caribbean. So, Central America and Caribbean, right here where all the rings overlap, we have a bunch of new volcanic activity taking place. Popocatépetl Patal, Fuego Volcano, Nevado del Ruiz Volcano down here in Colombia, and in between them, right here, all these earthquakes connecting. Now there's a plate boundary there that goes over to the Caribbean. So here, we have the potential to go to 6.3 to 6.4. It's just going to be a little bit less than strikes down to the south. So if I'm looking for a 6.5 down to the south, then I'll look for a 6.3 to 6.4 up to the north. Within a hair of points, difference one another. Striking here, right where Guatemala meets into South Mexico. Could go as far north as the South Bend of Mexico. Could go as far south as El Salvador. 200-mile stretch is what I'm trying to warn. 6.3 to 6.4. Then, a more rare 5.9 earthquake, near 6, should strike over in Eastern Dominican Republic, right next to Puerto Rico. They already got their 5. Check Puerto Rico off the list if you were keeping track of areas which we warned. They got hit by a 5 and a 4 on the plate boundary right down below in the warned area. I forgot to mention that in my last couple updates. Puerto Rico got hit, as expected, with the first 5 in many months' time. Now, next step up is coming. Keep an eye on the volcanic ash advisories. We, again, don't normally forecast volcanic ash advisories or blasts. But in light of the big earthquake activity and the deep earthquakes, it's always on the table for the potential of large blasts to come in at the halfway points between our current sets of earthquakes. Speaking of large blasts, I wouldn't rule out volcanic activity over here at Indonesia. Look, this earthquake is right at the foot of an ancient volcano that we haven't seen on the list at all, that I don't even remember the name on. The name of the volcano, I'd have to go look it up. We don't normally talk about it at all in this one bit. So in this forecast, let's just go down and zoom in and see if we can find it. Boy, I can't find it any. Oh, here it is. Jade Pendrango. So we're going to watch there for the next several days. Please be on watch just for the potential of volcanic. I don't forecast volcanoes. I think it's going to be flowing. The seismic flow is going to be going out over towards Europe. I've left one country out, and that is China. I always said I wouldn't do that, so maybe I shouldn't. So in China, even though I have a reason to possibly not issue a forecast for China. We're going to watch up here on the north side of China going into, what is this, Tibet? Tibet at the Russia border. Watching there for a 6 to hit. It might be more, or I'm sorry, 5.9. Upper 5 to strike in here in North China. Long story on China. Back to the United States with the new 5 on the coast. I wouldn't dismiss what's coming in down south, down at the California border. It'll likely be felt across Southern California. However, it's going to be far to the east, I think, over at Yubihibi Craters out at Nevada's border. So, hope I got that right. It could go as far north as Long Valley, in which case, 200 miles to the north. That would put us right in Long Valley, and then people would feel it. As opposed to if it strikes down by Yubihibi Craters in the desert, a few people that live out there might feel it, but that's it. So it really matters on the 200-mile stretch thing here, whether or not it's at Yubihibi or up along the, you know, up by Reno or something. That's why you got to be ready. You got to watch for this, because I'm trying to get it down to 200, and it could fall outside of 200 sometimes. Usually, if it's a bigger earthquake, you'll still feel it, but it won't be major damage, so that's good. Or I'm sorry, usually if it's a smaller earthquake, you won't feel it, and it's no major damage. But if it's a big earthquake like this, whether I'm trying to get it down to 200 or 400 miles, everybody around there is going to feel it, and major shaking too. We'll see if video comes out of the area on this. It is somewhat populated, but it's not crazy populated. There are some islands there. So we'll see if video comes out on the big earthquake. With stuff like this going on down below Europe, big deep, I don't know. That's so weird. That's below CERN. That's at a time where we're going through some serious unrest. I don't like seeing that. I just got to go check in some other time. I'm not going to do it in this video now, but go check the status and see what they're doing. They might just be bringing beams into alignment or powering down. Either way, if they're dropping that energy into the core of the Earth, you start seeing deep earthquakes down below. Guess what? Comes up on the opposite side of the planet with new deep earthquakes. It's crazy. So you need to take the time to have an earthquake plan. I would suggest it. Earthquake plan. Emergency kit, not going to harp on it too hard, no pun intended on harp. Not going to beat the drum on it too hard, but develop an emergency kit, change of clothes, set of shoes, food and water, a form of communication, extra ID, extra set of keys, those sorts of things. Do it, put it into a bag, why not? Now for the other things, you can pay attention, you just watch the flow come your way like a flowing river with this kind of stuff going on. And going out to the West Pacific, and a warning for like 4 or 5 different large earthquakes to come in the next 7 days? I hope I'm wrong. If I'm wrong and it looks like it's going to die down, I'll get back on. I will issue a new forecast completely correcting myself, take the original one down, and whip myself publicly on top of it. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It looks like the spread's going all the way around the planet right now. Just as expected 7 days ago on the 14th. If you want to go on an adventure, you can go watch my video from the 14th, November 14th, talking about the spread going all the way around the planet and looking for this to happen. I'm not bragging, I have to tell you. Nobody else is going to get on and tell you I told you. Who's going to get on and tell you I told you? All right, anyway. Time to save this as a video. We'll go put it out over on YouTube as a separate earthquake forecast video. Succinct and to the point without very much explanation behind each theory. If you want to know how to forecast an earthquake, I've already published the how-to step-by-step method. It's titled How to Forecast an Earthquake by Dutch Sense. So there's no secret. If you want to repeat the method, you can definitely repeat the method and start doing your own forecasting. My goal is to teach everybody how to do it so you don't have to keep coming back here to social media to get your updates from me. So you could do it on your own if you want to. Otherwise, I'll be here, hopefully, to tell you. But the process is fairly simple. Once you understand it, it's almost like watching the weather. You can watch two storm systems come together and understand there's going to be severe weather where the two storm systems come together. But in this case, you're watching where two seismic systems or three seismic systems are the waves are intersecting. And that's called interferometry, by the way. It's a science of interfering waves. If you want to go into something really specialized in science. 10:27 p.m. Time for me to sign off. Likely I'll be back on with more updates as the large earthquakes strike in the areas that we're expecting. Peace out and much love.